Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Daniel Robinson on the line, and he's founder and CEO over at Red 6. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thanks, man. It's really good to be here. Appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you for coming on the show. And I've had a lot of different guests on the Innovation Podcast, but to date, I think this is the first time we're covering this topic, so I'm excited to get into it. So we will talk about the importance of innovation in the combat pilot community and why our airspace may be at risk. So maybe just to get us kicked off, tell us a little bit more about what you're doing over at Red 6, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So by way of background, I was a fighter pilot, lucky enough to fly the F-22 for the United States Air Force. And Red 6 was formed to solve a training crisis that I experienced during my time in the service, and that has only kind of continued to worsen since I left. And that is very simply, every time a fighter pilot goes up to fly and train, they need someone to fly and train against. And that's a multi-billion dollar a year problem that we have not been solving. It's very expensive. It's very asset intensive, of course, on the airplanes that we have. We don't necessarily have the amount of pilots we need to provide those adversary aircraft. And I think most importantly of all, and linked to why we may be at risk, is that whilst we've been involved in counterinsurgency warfares in the Middle East for the last 20 to 30 years, supporting troops on the ground, two things have happened on the world stage. You've seen the reemergence of Russia as a state actor. And I think critically, and perhaps most importantly of all, is the rise of China and the pace of innovation coming out of China. And that is very significant because it is very difficult for us to simulate the kind of advanced threats that were coming out of China in a training environment. We don't have the platforms that are capable of doing it. And so what we've done at Red 6 is we've made a world-first breakthrough in the use of augmented reality, and we've enabled augmented reality to work outdoors and in dynamic environments. And we're taking that and applying it to the combat environment such that we've created a world, or a system called ATARS, which gives us access to a world we're calling Carbon. And how that manifests for the combat pilot is they wear a headset that we've designed and in conjunction with a hardware software system that allows them to look through that headset whilst they're actually flying their real airplanes and see synthetically generated augmented reality airplanes up in the sky as they're flying real airplanes. And those augmented reality airplanes are obviously generated through the optical system, but they are controlled through artificial intelligence. So imagine looking out of the window and seeing an airplane that isn't really there, that is flying against you and thinking and fighting against you. And what that does is it offers a new paradigm shift in what is possible for combat training, because if we have the intelligence on the platforms that we may be called to go against, then we can simulate them because it's just code. So behavior based on performance, based on flight physics. Secondly, it frees up the need for us to use our assets, our precious, expensive assets like F-22s and F-35s as adversary aircraft. Thirdly, it frees up our pilot force because, you know, we are critically short of frontline experienced fighter pilots. And every time those fighter pilots are going up there pretending to be bad guys, we're not doing what we should be doing, which is training to be good guys. And the two things are fundamentally different. And the final thing I would offer is that the value proposition it offers us is, if I want to go up and fly four aircraft against four aircraft, traditionally that would be eight aircraft and all of the pilots and costs associated with that. And if you take an F-22, it's say somewhere between $40,000 to $70,000 an hour to operate. If I can now replace four of those aircraft with synthetic airplanes, then I'm providing huge financial offsets as well. So the use of augmented reality in conjunction with artificial intelligence represents enormous value proposition for how we train and ultimately how we'll fight.
Wow, that's amazing. And what I love about ATARs and what I love about this, about what you've done is you essentially, and I love when business owners do this. It just, to me, this is where the best ideas come from. This is where the best innovation comes from. It's when you really go out and you solve a problem that you had yourself, right?
Absolutely. I think it was Richard Branson that maybe said it. And he said, look, if you want to start a business, go find a problem that really annoys you and solve it. And that, in very simple terms, is what I've done. But it's a flippant way of explaining it. But the problem I'm talking about is an existential problem for the United States Air Force and represents a national security crisis. So it's something that we're very proud to be tackling. We're very proud of the technology and its role that it will inevitably play in solving a lot of pain points for the U.S. military.
That's amazing. So let's talk about how you see ATARs really working in the combat pilot training sector overall. Like, how do you see this fitting into what's the current practices and the adoption of it? Because I know it's not easy to, you know, get people to move, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's funny because the DoD used to be the place, you know, where all of the innovation and all of the leading edge technology happened. And indeed, Silicon Valley was kind of built upon that. The opposite is true now. All of the innovation is going on outside of the DoD at a far quicker pace than the DoD is culturally used to adopting. But there's been some big changes made inside of DoD, led by visionaries like Dr. Will Roper, that are trying to embrace the pace of innovation and engender a culture inside of DoD that not only encourages it but incentivizes it. And so that's the first thing I'd say in terms of adoption of the technology and how we see it adding value. Initially, it was designed to solve the quote unquote red air training crisis. How do we provide adversary aircraft for our experienced combat pilots to go train against? And that is a huge part of the value of what ATARs offers us. But the reality of it is that we are critically short of pilots, and the pilot production pipeline represents a significant crisis for the U.S. military as well. And so we started looking up and down the value chain of not just how do we train experienced tactical operators, but how do we use this technology to train baby pilots from the fundamentals of formation flying, air-to-air refueling, even the basics of tactical training. You know, for fighter pilots and tactical flyers, once we figured out how to take off and land and fly an airplane, the rest of our flying is normally done with a wingman. Well, guess what? That wingman requires a pilot, an airplane, a supply chain, fuel logistics, and all of the costs associated with it. And those airplanes are aging. So the ability to replace the need for a wingman with, let's say, putting an instructor on the ground in a virtual reality headset, flying an avatar of him or herself up in the air against a student who is up in the air flying a real aircraft. Well, there's a 50% cost saving right there. And all of the associated, you know, the maintenance of the airplanes and stuff that goes with that. So there are some fundamental building blocks that we put in place to build pilots that this technology directly addresses as well. And we're very excited about the rollout of it. We've demonstrated it now. We've had over 50 demonstrations to the U.S. military. We've had over 450 hours of flight test in our own aircraft inside the company. And what we're really excited about this year is the integration into our first U.S. Air Force platform, which will be a T-38. And the T-38 is a longstanding, you know, jet trainer for the U.S. Air Force. And I think we're about to demonstrate the immense value that both ATARs can bring to training and to the tactical warfighters as well.
Wow, this is so exciting. And I know the company's doing well. Congratulations. I believe I just heard that you just received some funding. So that's never an easy thing to do. And as you're sitting here telling me about the story and how this came about, I'm like, you're obviously solving some huge, huge problems. So tell us a little bit more about the funding. And again, congrats.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, obviously, it's the world of the venture capital route that we're working through is notoriously challenging. But what seems to be happening with Red 6 is the further we get along in this journey, the easier it seems to be to raise funding. So I think in total now we've raised somewhere in the region of $14 million. Our latest round was a $7 million round of financing led by Red Cell Ventures, Octave Ventures, Snowpoint Capital, and then some of our existing previous investors, Moonshot Capital, iEngage. We're very lucky to have some really incredibly valuable financial and strategic backers as well. Of course, you may have read that Lockheed Martin invested in us. We were very proud of that achievement as well. So we really do have a great investor base that are supporting us, not just with dollars, but strategic value add as well. So There's a lot of pace, a lot of momentum behind the company right now, and a lot of inbound interest, which we're extremely excited about and very, very grateful.
Man, that is great, Daniel. Well, hey, I want to say first off, I'm a big fan of the work you're doing, what you're doing to secure our airspace and to really just add value and be of value and love the concept, love what's going on at Red 6. And so that being said, Daniel, if somebody is watching this or listening to this and they want to learn more about Red 6 overall and they want to follow your work, what's the best way for people to do that?
Sure, absolutely. So my social media on Instagram, you can find me at Red6CEO. That's the number 6, so Red6CEO. That's my Instagram page. And then the website is red6ar.com. And if you go onto the website, there's some cool videos. There's a good news page, which will keep you up to date on all the progress. And then you can find me on LinkedIn at Daniel Robinson and just look for Red 6 and you'll find me there. And we've got a good following on LinkedIn as well, and a lot of the updates and news I'll put out there. So it's a great place for people to go to. If you want to follow it in pictures, Instagram's great. Red 6 CEO.
Fantastic. Well, Daniel, thank you again for coming on the show today and sharing more about your background, all the great work that you're doing over at Red 6. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. Want you to be a return listener. I have many more great guests for you, just like Daniel, and don't want you to miss out. So, and Daniel, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Sure thing. Thanks, Andy. I appreciate the time.